page 69. The Daughters of Mars. Naomi said, "One of our friends has been put in the rest compound for no particular reason than being sweet on a blind officer. You British nurses look after the rest compound. We'd like to send a message of cheer to our friend."
"Oh," said Angela, "you must talk to Bea over there. She's rostered in the compound."
Bea had a less posh accent than Angela. It was Yorkshire or some such. But she was, Sally thought, by far the prettiest mental nurse a person was likely to meet. "Yes," she said, "she was the day nurse in the woman's compound. She knew Nettis. There weren't many patients in there, just nurses who'd gone a bit unsettled."
"It's too much," said Naomi, "to ask you to let us visit. But if we gave you letters for her, letters to cheer her, I mean."
Bea laughed. It was a lyrical laugh.
"Oh, I'm in enough trouble myself," she said. But she had not said no.
"Maybe just one," she conceded.
She and Angela provided the pencil and some British Red Cross notepaper.
"You write first," Naomi said to Sally, offering her the pencil.
"For Lord's sake," said Bea, "don't mention me."
Sally wrote, "Dear Nettis, I hope you know we are all thinking of you and we will send you some comforts if we can. It goes without saying you should not be in this position. Our minds are set on finding an answer to your situation. It must be hard to get by in the compound. Lieutenant Byers is well and says that he looks forward to seeing you again. So do we all. Your loving friend, Sally Durance."
Thomas Keneally, The Daughters of Mars 2012.